This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder if you need words to think? It sounds crazy, right? I mean, like, how could you think without language?
Exactly. It seems impossible, but this article flips that idea on its head.
Seriously? So we're talking about thinking without words?
Yep. Turns out our brains are way more complex than we give them credit for.
This is going to be good. Let's dive in. So the article starts by saying language and thought live in different parts of the brain. Wow.
Totally. Brain imaging shows it. Reasoning, problem solving, that's not happening in the same place as your vocabulary.
So like one part's for the what and another for the how?
Exactly. One area handles the words, the other handles the actual thinking.
And it's not just about big picture thinking, right? Even smaller tasks don't need language.
Nope. Math, music, even remembering things all happen outside the language centers.
So, like, doing mental arithmetic doesn't involve your inner monologue narrating each step?
Not necessarily. Your brain's doing the calculations directly without translating it into words.
This is where it gets really interesting. People with aphasia, they lose their language abilities, right?
Yeah. But they can still think, reason, and even solve complex problems.
So their thinking isn't tied to their ability to speak.
Precisely. It shows that thought and language are separate things.
And it's not just abstract thinking. Even math works without language.
Amazingly, people with severe language problems can still do complex calculations.
So no need to whisper the numbers to yourself while solving a problem?
Apparently not. The math part of the brain is doing its own thing.
So the big takeaway is that thinking and language are two different things.
Exactly. Language is a tool for communication, but it's not essential for thinking itself.
So we think in pictures, feelings, concepts, not just words?
It seems that way. Our brains are far more nuanced than we often realize.
This changes how we think about intelligence, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It opens up a whole new understanding of how the brain works.
It makes you wonder what other hidden capacities we have.
Exactly. It's a whole new frontier.
So basically, we don't need words to think, but we use them to share our thoughts.
That's the core idea. Language is the bridge, not the foundation.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks for breaking it down for us. That was a great discussion.